This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago. Lucas, last week's global dairy trade weighted average fell 4.3%, with whole milk powder leading the declines. Is this mainly due to China's lack of volume, or are there other factors involved?
Yes, there are a few different things going on with last week's really pretty poor GDT showing. You mentioned prices down on average over 4%, but that WMP, that whole milk powder price, falling 8% in one of the lowest demand readings we've seen at the global dairy trade. You have to remember that at this time of year, Fonterra is offering increasing volumes as milk production begins to ramp up over the next few months in New Zealand. So I think it was both a combination of continued slow demand from many parts of the world, including, of course, China, but also buyers anticipating higher availability here over the next few months. All of this kind of points to continued weakness, or, you know, at least steady low prices here, but not much, I think, that will really drive this higher here in the near term. When I look at China's overall share of buying, they still take up, you know, a significant share of those purchases, but overall, it's still just not enough to drive prices anywhere higher. This is, of course, a global overview of prices. Things, you know, pretty unchanged here in recent weeks, with plenty of supply and muted demand. That's a little bit different from what we're seeing in the U.S. overall. Milk and cheese, of course, over the past few weeks, catching quite a bit. Cheese especially recovering from its doldrums. It's more than three-year lows here to reach kind of the highest prices that we've seen almost since the beginning of the year. A lot of this driven by concerns about U.S. milk production declines, herd size moving lower, and butter especially propelled by that cold storage report back in July that showed stocks dropped in June. It's certainly a welcome relief to dairy farmers to see those cheese and butter strength, but I'm not quite sure we're totally out of the woods here yet on low prices and tough profitability here in the next few months.
Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
In one way, all people are equal. We all have 1,440 minutes in a day. One of the best ways to make each day productive or fulfilling is to begin with a plan. A mentor of mine told me to always finish your day on paper before you start it.
We are not suggesting that we become workaholics, but being more productive may allow for some extra things like relationships, hobbies, relaxation.
Having a to-do list is great, but it's not a plan for the day. A great place to start is knowing the difference between urgent and important things. We are often driven more by urgent things because they require immediate attention.
There are some great apps available to help with maintaining a calendar or planning your day, or a simple planner or notebook will also work. Try to always fit in things that are important but not necessarily urgent.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's true, as we age, our brain's ability to process and think is diminished over time.
But there are a lot of things we can do to delay that as long as possible.
Ohio State University Professor Sherilyn Jackson says one of those ways to help the brain is to move the body. She says it
helps improve the blood flow to the brain. That's really a key thing. It helps reduce inflammation. It helps to improve your cognitive health, meaning you can think more clearly, problem solve.
Physical activity also reduces the production of stress hormones in the body, increases release of those feel-good hormones, and so as a result of that,
it helps us sleep better. That again plays into cognitive health.
Jackson says you don't have to have a rigorous exercise regime to get the benefits of this, but just simply
getting movement throughout your day
can work wonders for the brain. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.